We think we've got his loads right, and you know he's raring to go. He hasn't been in this position to start a season this shape for a long time. All had their eye on their preparation about being ready for round one. So now they had a really good hit out in the VFL 2 weeks ago. They had another great match simulation last Friday. So those guys are ready to go, and looking forward to seeing them perform. Expectations healthy. You know, I think we all would like to be in that position, but we certainly know the work ahead of us.
Simon Goodwin, that is the voice of the Melbourne coach. He's talking about the fitness and the form of Jake Melksham, Jack Viney, and our next guest, Nathan Jones, who is basically the heart and soul, as far as we're concerned, of the Melbourne Football Club. He's getting ready for another big season. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Nathan.
Morning, boys. Good to be back. It's been a while.
No, we know, mate. You've been doing other stuff for a little while, a couple of months, and just off and preparing for another big season. We let you sit, but now we want a piece of you. Are you excited about tomorrow?
Yeah, I am. I am. I've been enjoying my footy in particular over the last couple of years more than ever. And you know, this year's preparation and year ahead, I'm pretty optimistic and more excited than ever. I can't wait.
Is there an edge? We were discussing this before in the build-up. We're just going through the games for the round. And Ramo was talking about the Demons perhaps having an edge or should have an edge on, after what happened last year. Is there an edge or is there an understanding of perhaps you weren't quite ready and another year in the system might help you get through?
It's probably hard to say. You know, I think we didn't really use it as a motivating factor. You know, we probably addressed it really early in the preseason, and that's what happened in the prelim final is what I'm alluding to. But yep. You know, I think we're also under no illusions that we still have to get better. For us to take another step, we have to improve incrementally and across all phases of our game. So that's probably been the more sort of global focus for the group, is just to continue to work hard, continue to put your head down and bum up. That's got us into the position we got to last year, and still find ways to, you know, gain 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5% improvement in different areas. And that's where we're going to get that, I guess, the next step from. So, sure, I think individually players will be driven by the emotion of and disappointment of what happened. But overall, you know, I think it's a new season, a new dawn, and, you know, and another year for us to take another step forward through just by improving and persisting.
Because it's an interesting discussion, Nathan, because you can look at it by focusing on the last game, but you can look at it the other way as well, is that you're going into a pre-season off the back of being part of a good team, and that the confidence of the entire season versus isolating one game. I'm just interested in your views as a senior player of coming off that good year, of how different the pre-season was.
Look, it's pretty similar, to be honest. When you think back a couple of years ago, we had the disappointment of just missing out on finals, and a lot of people were like, oh, did that Collingwood game, the final game of that season, drive you? And it's, I think what you've got to do, in particularly in this game, is, you know, I guess block out some of or all of the opinion that's sort of, I guess, blowing on around you, and just focusing on keeping things in perspective. And that was no different last year. You know, we could get caught up in the emotion of what happened in the prelim and not making it all the way through, or we could look at the season from a whole and acknowledge the fact that we made significant inroads and be very clear on where we're at in our journey, and then get to work. And I think that's what we did. You know, we got to work over summer. We know the areas that we've got to improve, and we know we've got to continue to even, you know, enhance some of our strengths as well. So I think that's more the mentality we went with, rather than getting drawn into the emotion and,
yep,
and particularly the disappointment.
Nate, with performance comes expectation. One, how did you guard against expectation through a pre-season? And then who were the drivers when you talk about, you know, gaining that extra 1% or 2% through a pre-season that really, you know, drove the group along and said, you know, yep, we're a good team now, but we want to be a great team?
I think part of that is embracing it, really. You know, when you become a side that is consistent and is improving and people are starting to recognise you, obviously it comes with expectation. I think you can't shy away from that. I think you've got to embrace that. And that's what we did over the summer. We're under no illusions. You know, there's a greater microscope. You know, the losses I guess, magnified even more, and the wins are magnified even more. But I think that's the beauty of it. And I think what happens is, you know, the senior players, and even across the group, it's driven about just keeping things in perspective and, I guess, you know, dealing with, you know, wins and losses on a more even and balanced keel week to week, and recognising that, you know, when we lose, there's opportunities for us to learn and get better, and when we win, you know, there's still opportunities for us to learn and get better, but we've also got to enjoy and acknowledge the fact that we were pretty good on that day. So, you know, I think it's an interesting one. It's going to be a challenge for us, no doubt, but, you know, I think this group's ready for that. You know, we've been putting in a lot of foundations of hard work over the last probably 4 or 5 years to be in a position that we're in now, and we're excited about the opportunity that's ahead and look forward to that and want to embrace all the challenges that come with that as an entire footy club.
The coach signed a 3-year extension during the week. You've had a number of coaches through your time at the D's. Why is he different? Why is he different? You seem to have an humble... I saw the embrace with him when you found out that he signed. Why is he different, and why does he have such a strong relationship with the playing group and yourself personally?
I think it's pretty obvious if you get to experience, even if, as you saw, with the little bit of vision that the club put out. I think it's for Goody, it's all about relationships, and the fact that he invests and cares about every one of his players and their story and, you know, where they've come from and what their journey is. I think that's the core of how he coaches, and I think that's why he's so adored by the playing group, and because he invests in that and he values that, and it's the connection, you know, that human connection that he really drives, and I guess when you have that trust amongst the playing group, you know, we'd do anything for him, and it's I think that's the real difference. It's I think Roosey sort of exposed me to that from a coaching point of view, and I think Goody's just taken that to a whole new level, and you know, there's no, I guess, secret to it really. It's you know, he puts in and gets back what he puts in, and he invests in his players and invests in the club's people, and you know, that's why we love him.
So yourself and Jordan Lewis are the elder statesmen on that list. Does he come to you often and want to talk to you, you know, about what we should do here, how we should handle this situation? Is he very much a, does he let the players drive the agenda, or does he put the agenda on the table and then allow you to drive it from there?
No, it's very much player driven. You know, I think that's the other thing. A lot of the responsibility lies with the leadership group and I guess the playing group as a whole. You know, he values everyone's opinion and everyone's view, and you know, from there, obviously, he formulates his own perspective and own views and the direction we want to go. But there's no doubt that he you know, takes on board what particularly, you know, the senior players' leadership group think, but I think all players think. And, you know, I think he's a real player's coach, and, you know, we drive the environment, but in saying that, I think he's all-encompassing, and there's no separation between, you know, players v. coaches or staff v. coaches v. players. It's just everyone in the footy department and the Melbourne Football Club as a whole is all on one page, and we all work together for the same goal. And, you know, whether that be the boot studder or Goody, you know, I guess everyone has a role to play in the team performing on the weekend, and you know, you commit and buy into that, putting the team first. And you give your best effort in whatever your role is. I think that's the way forward, and that's probably sort of what he pushes and values most.
So what about your role for this year? Because at times last year you're sort of out on the wing a bit more, and your midfield's getting better and all the time and thicker all the time. So many options through there. Do you know what your role is going to be? Is it going to change through the course of the season?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt in that. I think when you get to, I guess, my stage in your career, you've got to be adaptable. And in saying that, I think, you know, Goody really pushes players to, you know, have multiple strings to their bow. So over the last couple of years, I've really worked on, you know, I guess, exposing myself to different positions and opportunities. As you said, I spent a bit more time on the wing. I've spent some time at half back, may even find myself at half forward, still being able to use some of my strengths around the midfield. But I think that's the beauty of when your side becomes, you know, pretty deep with talent, and in particular in our midfield, you know, we're going to need guys to be able to play multiple roles rather than, you know, just fill the spots of inside midfielders. So, you know, we've got a lot of guys that can play through there, but we've also, those guys have also been working on, you know, being pretty adaptable and being able to find, you know, some varying positions and you know, create some variation for the team and give the group different looks. I guess for me personally, I will probably spend some more time on the wing this year. I tended to do that particularly towards the end of last year, but, you know, it'll change week to week, and that excites me. I look forward to that challenge. I think, you know, I couldn't be more motivated about the opportunity of actually playing a variety of roles, and whatever's most important for the team for that week is, you know, what I'll do, and, you know, it's what all our boys will do.
It's all very well and good, that sort of stuff, Jonesy, but have you finished the reno yet?
Of course I have. Oh, mate, that took forever, but we got there in the end, and it was a great experience, and we're enjoying it at the moment. The kids love the pool, and that's the main thing. I guess the reward for effort has come back in spades, seeing how much fun and joy the kids have and how many good times we have as a family in the house.
You'll be on the block next year. On the block next year, or a couple of years away?
Well, maybe not next year, but when I finish.
That's right.
Plenty of life left in you, mate. Good fun at home, good fun at work as well with Melbourne. It's a great watch, I reckon, this year with you guys. We look forward to seeing you in action tomorrow at the G. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Nathan Jones from the D's.